Okay, so one of the highlights of Friday night is after Marv is over. Hey, you need a copy?
Yeah,
I have an extra here if you want. Just kidding.
I do? Or
yeah, there he is. Okay, great. Okay. So, Vayichulu after Shmona Esrei is one of the highlights of the Friday night davening. It's always a very strange time, the Friday night post Shmona Esrei situation. It's a little bit unique, and we have this like pseudo Chazaras Hashatz, and then we have Vayichulu to start, and then like Magen Avos. When I was a kid, the way they did Magen Avos was that everybody said Magen Avos together, and then the Chazan would just start from Elkeinu Elkei Avosenu. But all the Siddurim, it actually says that the Chazan is supposed to say Magen Avos afterwards. So I think recently they've switched back to that system. But it's always a little bit of a strange situation. So let's try to just put a little bit of clarity onto what's going on with, at least with Vayichulu portion of the evening. So let's take a look. It actually comes straight out of the Gemara on Shabbos Kuvit Tesamit. And this Gemara is also, I included the continuation of the Gemara on the sheet just because this is the source of another important Friday night minhag that we have. So let's read it together. Amar Rav of Itamar of Yeshua ben Levi. Afilu yachid amispalel be'erev Shabbos tzarech lomar vayichulu. Even a yachid, so let's keep that in the back of our minds, that lashon of even a yachid who davens on Erev Shabbos has to say vayichulu. Damar Rav Hamnuna. Kol amispalel be'erev Shabbos v'amar vayichulu. Ma'alu levakasu kilu nasa shutaf la'kadosh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. Someone who davens and says vayichulu, it's like he is a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. Shenemar vayichulu, al tikrei vayichulu, ela, I don't know, how would you pronounce this word now? It's spelled the same. Vayichalu, vayichalu probably, and like vayichalu kim bayom ha-shvi'i, so it's vayichalu, and they completed, right? So it's, instead of vayichulu, you should read it vayichalu, that they completed. So we see that there is this inyan of shutfus with the Ribbono Shalom. And different Mefarshim have explained this Gemara in different ways. There's an Orachayim HaKadosh on Vayichulu that I don't understand, but it's quoted often. I don't want to say it over because I'm going to say it over wrong, but if you want to get bored one day, you want to look up the Orachayim, it's worthwhile. I just don't really know what he means. But the simplest pshat, the Marsha quotes the simplest pshat, is that what does it mean that in general that we're shutfin with the Ribbono Shalom? Hashem is the one who does everything. He doesn't need partners. And yet, here the Gemara is telling us it's like we're partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis. Right? It's a strange way to phrase things. But the Marsha just says the Pashup Shat, that when Hashem created everything, but He put us in this world to basically make that known. He put us in this world to bring that into our physical reality. So when we pronounce that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, so then we're taking the Hashem obviously did all the work, but we're taking that work and we're bringing it into our world. We're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, did this for us, and when we announce it, so we're letting it be known to humanity. Right? There are plenty of people in this world, I'd say it's the vast majority of the world. I was shocked when I saw the numbers one time, like the percentage of people in this world who believe in God. So it's very high. Yes, it's very pleasant.
It's
lower than it.
No,
way above.
No, it's
saying
70, 80.
Yeah, maybe like in New York City, that's true. Like outside.
It's the world's best.
In the United States of America and the world, say not Lav Dafka, the Jewish God, but that's a very high percentage as well. If you count all Christians and Muslims, you know, they all believe in the Jewish God, but even, you know, a God, a deity of some sort, you know, it's very, very high. And even people who are so-called atheists, they talk about the universe. You know, like, I always joke, it's like, Mr. Universe is going to save you. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to come and he's gonna save you. Like, they're also saying, like, I think the universe is trying to tell me something. Like, there's no universe. Like, the universe doesn't have a personality. It's not...
Mother Nature.
Right, Mother Nature is not your mother, right? It's not... So they also believe that there's something. They just don't want to, like, call it what you, they're like, oh, I know it's not what you think it is, so, but they would admit that they believe that there's some kind of, you know, people say, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious, you know, okay, so you hold that there is a spiritual side to things. You just don't, you know, you don't want to put it in the context of formalized religion. Fine, but lamaise, it's very, very high, the percentage of humanity that believes in some sort of deity. They don't think that, like, we're just a bunch of random electrons that, you know, exploded because, you know, that's what they do. They believe that something caused it, something happened, and there's more behind the scenes than what you can sense with your five senses. You know, that's what I meant by that. But it's a very high percentage of humanity. But lamaise, at the end of the day, if nobody's there to tell the story, so then everybody's just left to their own devices. I believe in, you know, everybody just has their own independent belief system of what they want to believe. So when you say, no, this is a real thing, it happened, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the universe in 6 days and rested on the seventh, I don't claim that it's necessarily pshuto kimashmo, that, you know, there was no such thing as science or whatever. It just means that whatever the pshat is in creating the world in 6 days and resting on the seventh, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu did. You know? And therefore, you're being shoot off with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, bringing that message to the world. A Kadosh Baruch Hu actually did the work, but we are helping, we're doing our small portion in bringing that message to humanity. And that's lachar what it means. Shem said, I could bring that message to humanity like I did at Maimon Har Sinai, but I choose not to. I choose to allow you to partner with me and to do that job. Fine. So that's the first segment over here, how important it is to say Vayichulu on Friday night. So Amar Rabbi Elazar. And then he just throws in, Minayin Dibur Kamaisa. How do we know that saying something is similar to doing? Shenemar Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu, right? So the pasuk equates the two. Amar Rav Chizkiya Amar Ukva Kol Nisbal BeErev Shabbos Amar Vayichulu Shnei Malachi Asheris Hamal VeNola Adam Manichin Yideim Al Rosho VeOmrim VeSara Vonecha VeChatosecha Tichupar. Right, so the two malachim, basically, they put their hands on your head, they give you a bracha, and they bless you that your sins should be forgiven. I just mentioned in passing on the sheet that if you look in the Iyun Yaakov, right, the old school Sefer Iyun Yaakov has like a number of mafarshim on the page. One of them is the Iyun Yaakov, and he just says that the kapara comes by the fact that we sort of have a hard reset on Friday night. Like, sometimes we live our lives, we get very busy, and we live our lives as if, you know, this is not the way, Hashem's not running the show. So Friday night, we have a chance to hit reset and just to say that Hashem is running the show. And memele, it causes us to be maharher b'tshuva from the fact that maybe sometimes we live our lives and we're not thinking that. You know, so that's the idea that we get a bracha from the malach. And perhaps this is one of the sources. You see here in this Gemara that we're getting a lot of brachos on Friday nights. Maybe this is the reason that people bench their children on Friday night. It's not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons people bench their children on Friday night. Because, see, Friday night is mesugal for brachos. It's a very good time to give brachos, to receive brachos. Right, and that's the continuation of the Gemara Tanya. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachi Asheris Malavin Ola Adam Be'erev Shabbos Mebeis HaKnesses Leveso. Right, there are two malachim that escort you home on Friday night from shul. Echad Tov, Echad Ra. And this is interesting, three things. Ner Dolok, Shulchan Aruch, Mitaso Mutzas, right? You have candles that are lit, you have your table is set, and your beds are made, right? So I always wondered, does that mean that even nowadays that, like, we have separate bedrooms? Like, in those days, the house was really just like, you ate and you slept in the house. I wonder if even today, where you can basically close the door to all the bedrooms, and your house could look immaculate, even if your bedrooms are actually very messy. So, yeah. Is that considered the Kavadik for Shabbos? Probably the answer is yes.
Could be tussle in the bed, is just in the house, also in the closet. It's like another way of saying just make your house orderly.
Yeah, I mean, they could have phrased it differently. It's not like they were stuck. Dafka to say mitasa motzat. So it does say your bed should be made. So it's a good inyan, if you can pull it off, to make your bed a Kavad Shabbos. The Gemara says it. So if for no other reason to be mechabed the words of Chazal, to make your bed, but lamaisa, the house should be prepared appropriately and look nice for Shabbos. So what happens? Malach Hatov Omer, Yehi Ratzon Shetei LeShabbos Acheres Kach. Right. So it should be the will of Hashem that every Shabbos or the next Shabbos should be like this as well. Malach Ra Ona Amen Bal Korcho, and then the other one has to begrudgingly answer Amen. And Vimlav, if the opposite is true. Malach Ra Omer Yiratzon Shetei LeShabbos Acheres Kach. Malach Tov Ona Amen Bal Korcho. Right, and then if it's not, if the house is in shambles or whatever, so the Malach Ra says it should be the will of Hashem that, you know, the following next Shabbos should be the same, and the good Malach has to begrudgingly answer Amen. So this is the source for what? What is this Gemara the source for?
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem, right? If you think of Shalom Aleichem, it's a very strange song. We sing Shalom Aleichem. We say, hello, come on in, bless us, goodbye, right? So unless you know the backstory, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. So the backstory is that's what they are here to do. They're here to bless you. So being cordial is to say, come on in, you know, welcome, and give us a bracha, and now be on your way, right? Because that's all. What time we have to end? You know?
We have time.
We have time?
30 minutes, yeah.
Okay, good. So there's a. They're actually just agav. There's a. I don't think it's true. It's said that the Vilna Gaon was not a fan of saying Baruchuni L'Shalom. You ever heard this before? You ever been to a person's house where they don't say Baruchuni L'Shalom? So there is a concept. It's more prevalent in Slichos.
Oh, I've heard of this.
In Slichos, they say that we don't say the parak of Machnisei Rachamim, right? At the very end of the Slichos. So Klal Yisrael has caught up to that minute by just skipping the whole after Tachanun of Slichos. If you're still going, you can one of the small paragraphs that we say is Machnisei Rachamim. They made a really nice song from it and whatever. So they said it's not a good parak to say because there's a big discussion even back to the times of the Rishonim. Do we daven to Malachim or not? Do we ask Malachim for anything? Right. So the Rambam was very staunch and adamant that Jewish people only daven to Hashem. We don't daven to any intermediaries. We don't, you know, when you go to Beis HaKvaros, this is in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Hanhagos of Erev Rosh Hashanah. So some of the Achronim point out that it's in the Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to be Mishtateach al Kivrei Avos. You're supposed to go to the cemetery around Rosh Hashanah time and Aseres Yemei Teshuvah time to daven at the Beis HaKvaros to remind ourselves that, you know, this is where we end up, and B, it's a very humbling experience, and B, to daven for the zechus of the people who are buried there. So in the zechus, a lot of that want to point out that you should be very careful. We don't daven to dead people. We don't daven to the tzaddikim or our parents or grandparents or whatever it is who are buried in these cemeteries, because Jews only daven to Hashem. And even when you go to a Makom Kadosh, you go to, you know, people like to go there, Israel especially, or Europe, you go to the Kivrei Tzadikim, and they daven there, but it's very important not to daven to the Tzadikim. Others disagree. I think the majority opinion is that certainly amongst the Poskim hold, you don't daven to dead people, you don't daven to Malachim. However, there's a minority opinion that says, no, of course we daven too. We don't think that they're God. We don't think that they have the ability to do things for us, but they can intercede on our behalf and speak to their Bana Shalom. Right, the concept of Melitz Yosher is just saying that, like, this person should speak to God on our behalf, but we're not davening to him for that. We're just saying that Halavai should be true. You know, but nevertheless, there is a minority opinion that we do daven to Malachim and that we do ask dead people for things, but definitely it's not the standard opinion. So also, so they say in the name, it's misquoted, I believe, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, but it's really said in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhiner that you're not supposed to say Baruchuni L'Shalom, because we don't ask Malachim to give us brachos, right? Malachim don't have any free will. If they want to give us brachos, if they're sent to give us a bracha, they have to give us a bracha whether we ask for it or not, and therefore, right? But I always thought that, A, it's by the, it just, historically, it's not so clear that he actually said that. It's a discussion amongst these scholars whether or not the statement, I think it's in the Sefer Keser Rosh, which is like there's a Sefer called Maisa Rav of the Vilna Gaon. I've been spending a lot of time on it lately. I'm trying to write a book to put it into, you know, to write like a commentary on Maisa Rav. It's like one of my more favorite things to learn. So we've been spending time on that, but there's a small Sefer called Keser Rosh, which is like the Maisa Rav for Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And there I think it says that he didn't say Baruchuni L'Shalom, but I think that actually is disputed by various students whether or not that was even true. But nevertheless, I think either way, it's not that big of a deal to say Barchuni l'shalom, because we know why. We're not asking them for a bracha. We're just being polite and saying, like, do your job, you know? So we can say, like, oh, I don't have to ask you. You have to do it. Like, or we could just be polite and say, we don't have to say, you know, we don't have to say Barchuni l'shalom either. They have to come in. So it's very hard for me to accept that that it's usher to say Barchuni l'shalom, you know, because I don't think you're asking for anything. I think you're just being polite, the same way the whole song is just being polite. And it's not even that. I think the whole song is not really dafka to talk to the malachim. I think it's dafka to just express a yidia for what's going on here. It's to express an understanding that Friday night there's a special inyan of being mechabed the Shabbos and preparing your home for Shabbos, and the malachim come in and they give you a bracha. So this is a way of reminding ourselves of it. I think that's also why we say it three times, right? It's not recorded. To my knowledge, it's not recorded anywhere explicitly why we say Shalom Aleichem three times.
Is it something that's like ma'akev?
It's definitely not ma'akev, because the whole Shalom Aleichem is not ma'akev. Like, if you went your whole life and you never sang Shalom Aleichem, I don't think they'll keep you out of Gan Eden, you know, at the end of the day, because I recommend it. It's the minhag of Yisrael to say Shalom Aleichem. It's a very good thing. But, you know, to differentiate between chiyuvim and, you know, nice things that we do, so this would, I think, be getter nice things that we do. So, but the three, saying it three times, why would you say it three times? So if you look at the things that we do say three times, what are some of the things that we say three times? Mizmor L'David, right. So I'm talking about, like, more like Me'ikar Adim. Mizmor L'David, also, you should say it three times, fantastic. Ashrei, say three times in a day, that's good.
Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Also, but you're all going, and you're all right. But I'm saying these are like very recent developments. Now I'm not talking about like things the Gemara or the Mishnah would say. You say it three times, right? Hataras Nedarim, for example. Hataras Nedarim, we say three times. When they used to cut down the barley for the Korban Omer, they would make an announcement. They would do it three times. He would hold up the, I don't want to mess up the lashon. If you look in the Gemara, in Mishnah Menachos, he talks about when he used to cut down the Omer, he would say, should I cut down this barley? And then say, everybody would be like, yeah! He'd say, should I do it with this mago, with this, you know, with this sickle? Yeah! And say it three different ways. And they would dafka do it. Why? Because that was subject to a machlokas between the tzedukim and the prushim as to what day it was supposed to be done. When was the Ketzirah Sa'omer? And we had, from the Torah Sheval Peh, we had this idea that it's supposed to be done. Machras HaShabbos doesn't mean that on a Sunday, it means the second day of Pesach. Right? So that was a big machlokas when you count Svir. So you used to have a big party the night that they cut down the Korban Omer, the barley for the Korban Omer, to bring on the second day of Pesach. Right, or Hataras Nedarim is halacha Moshe Mishin. It's not learned out from Sukkim. It's nowhere in the Torah. Therefore, they would dafka say, you know, Mutter Lach, Machul Lach, Shorei Lach, whatever, three different lashonas. Right, that's why when we do Hataras Nedarim, they say it three times in a row. Rav Shechter likes to point out that the three times is built into the words. You don't actually have to say it three times in a row. It's built into the words. Ahoye Shorei Lach, Ahoye Machul Lach, Ahoye Mutter Lach. Right, it's already in the words. But all right, lemaisa we do it three times. But nevertheless, it's things that are require chizik, things that are necessary because they're not written down anywhere and something that may have been subject to dispute. So in general, things that require chizik, we say three times to try to be mechazik the inyan. So maybe that's the pshat also why we say Shalom Aleichem three times. Because nobody sees the malachim, they don't, you know. So you say it three times to be mechazik the inyan. So we strengthen ourselves and our idea that this is happening, that this is what Chazal tell us is going on a Friday night, and therefore we should feel strongly about it, that it's actually true, and it's really going on. I don't know, that was the best I could do in terms of thinking of why we say Shalom Aleichem three times, but I didn't see that written anywhere, but I haven't looked that many places either, so it's not, it could be that it is written somewhere, or that Dafka the opposite is written somewhere. What? They say Shivtecha B'Shalom?
Yeah, like as a fifth and a fifth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What would it be like?
You should turn back next week in peace.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Same idea as that.
It's
part of the... Right, okay. Nice. Okay, so in terms of going back to Vayichulu, so we have this idea of the Ritva that already Vayichulu constitutes some sort of edus. Meaning, what's the idea that we're supposed to say Vayichulu on Friday nights? He says Afilu Yachav Espa'al, right? B'shas Tfila. When should you say Vayichulu? When you're davening Shmon Esrei. Meaning, what's the ikar of the Shabbos Shmon Esrei in general?
B'kadosh
Shabbos. Right, B'kadosh Shabbos is the ikar, right? The Elokeinu, right? So we mentioned that it's Shabbos, and we say Baruch HaTashem, B'kadosh Shabbos, right? So the other parts are important, so we're saying that we have to throw in Vayichulu to the Friday night Shmon Esrei. So it has to be part of it, but wasn't understood on its own. Like for the daytime Shmon Esrei, we say V'shamru instead of Vayichulu, right? So we say V'chein Kasav B'sar Tzech. I feel like a lot of people probably, and by a lot of people I mean me, so I feel like a lot of people probably make that mistake from time to time, that when you say V'chein Kasav B'sar Tzech, then you sometimes say Vayichulu, sometimes say V'shamru, so it's an easy place to make a mistake. So that's, but we dafka chose Vayichulu on Friday night as part of the tefillah because of that. Right, and then he says, Oh, la'achar kein. He says, or you could say Vayichulu afterwards, as is the minhag in the shul. So you see, the Ritva, who was writing in Spain, he was writing that this was the minhag in the Sephardi shuls. They would say Vayichulu after davening, right? Similarly.
When you say after davening, you mean after Shmon Esrei?
Yeah, after Shmon Esrei. Well, whatever the Gemara and the Rishonim say davening, they mean Shmon Esrei. Right? So similarly, if you look in source number 3 over there, Tosfos in Ashkenazi countries, he says there was also the minig. Right, Masha Regilin Lomar, I underline that part. Masha Regilin Lomar Vayichulu Acharat Tfila B'Kol Ram Hainu Mishum. So you see again, they say it after Tfila B'Kol Ram. So you see, this was a universal minog, at least in Europe. This was a universal minog between the Ashkenazi and the Sephardi Rishonim, that they were saying Vayichulu after Davni. Right, so this you have the right to assume that this is a very old minog. This is not a recent phenomenon that we say Vayichulu not just in the Shmona Esrei but also after davening. So Tosfos wants to know, what's the point? We're saying it in davening. Why do we then go back and say it after davening? So he says, why? So very interestingly, because he says Mishum Yontov Shechal Lios B'Shabbos, because when it's Shabbos and Yontif together, what do we say? What's the Shmona Esrei? Atah B'Chartanu. We don't say. We don't say Vayichulu Friday night Shmon Esrei. We say Atah B'chartanu and Vatiten Lanu, and we go Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Yal V'Yavo, and then we finish up with right. We say I'm saying it wrong over here. Vasiyenu. Right. So we say Vasiyenu, and we just say Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Hashabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. So we don't get to say Vayichulu. So we want to make it up after davening.
So we do once. For one time a year, make an exception.
Yep. So right, pretty much. Well, usually if it's one time a year, it's more than one time a year. That's just the way the calendar works. Right, but this past year was one of those years where we had it a few times.
You
live right.
10 for 2.
Right, it's very true. Right, so he says, right, so he says, so they made a low plug in the reverse, right? Usually a low plug is, well, it applies to 95% of the population, so it applies to 5%, right? Or it applies 95% of the Shabbos, so we'll do it for the other 5% of Shabbos. But here it's the opposite, right? We made a low plug, because apparently this is a very big Indian. It's an Asa Shutfin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we want to take it very seriously and make sure that every Friday night we get Vayichulu in there. And not only that, Tosfos continues, V'nira the Kiddush al Hayayin Asmachtahi, right? Oh, I actually... One second. I should have read the earlier part too. So this is talking about Zechreu al Yayin. So here he was talking about whether or not Kiddush on wine is a Dereis or Asmachta. But before that, he says V'hai Zechira Ayinu Kiddush Divayichulu Lo Matzino Al Hakos. There's no chiyuv to say Vayichulu Al Hakos Ela B'Tfila, right? V'lo Nitknu Al Hakos Ela L'Hotzi Banu V'Bnei Beiso. Right? We say Vayichulu Al Hakos. Why? Because we want to be motzi the people in our family. So, but this Vayichulu Inyan is such a big deal. They put it in the Shmon Esrei, but that didn't solve all the problems. Because twice a year, maybe, we're not going to have it in the Shmon Esrei. So we got to say it afterwards. And not only that, but our wives and kids don't necessarily go to shul. So we're going to have to say it after we get home from shul in the Kiddush. So it ends up, we're saying a lot of Vayichulus. We're going to say three times, Vayichulus three times. And then later authorities have, especially on the Kabbalistic sides of things, they make a big deal out of this Indian of saying Vayichulus three times on Friday night, that there's some Indian of Vayichulus. So we should dafka say it three times on a Friday night, once in Shemoneh Esrei, after Shemoneh Esrei, and then in Kiddush. But the halacha perspective is that we want to be Yotze ourselves, we want to be Motzi, you know, we want to be Yotze ourselves even if it was Yantif, and we want to be Motzi our household in saying Vayichulus. So this is a very important inyan according to all of these sources. And look in the Torah. Right, that says like Tosfos. Right, and then he adds in V'yesh Omrim. He quotes in the parentheses, that's the Shita of the Mordechai. Shenoagu lomer oso b'kol ram u'me'umad. Right, so we saw this in the Ritva before, that it has a din of Eidus. Right, so this has already been the understanding. We quoted from Rabbeinu Yechiel. I assume the Ritva is quoting Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis, who's one of the Balei Tosfos. The Ritva does quote from Tosfos from time to time. So the Ritva says that's from Rabbeinu Yechiel, that it's lahoid al chidush ha'olam. Right, so it's all about Eidus, and this was picked up in the Torah as well in the Mordechai, that the goal of Eidus to give testimony that Hashem created the world, and therefore what are the rules of Eidus? It has to be said out loud. It has to be said standing. Mishum shu Eidus l'Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh breishis. Right, that's, and we learned the halachos of Eidus v'amdu shnei anashim elu ha'eidim shtrich l'hoid b'yachad. So everybody has to stand up and say Vayichulu together as Eidus, right? And this is the minog. I don't know if you guys sit or stand for Kiddush at home.
But well, I see people stand and then sit.
Right, so that's where the business comes from, really. In other words, Alpi, you know, there's some people that stand the whole Kiddush, right? That's based on the Arizal, yeah. Alpi Kabbalah, that you stand for the whole Kiddush. So people who have like, although the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you sit for Kiddush. It's very interesting. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so you have two basic shittos. You have the Mechaber who says you sit for Kiddush, sit for the whole Kiddush, and you have the Ramah who says you stand for the beginning, but not the beginning that you see people stand for. He says you stand just for Vayir Vayivoker, because he says Vayir Vayivoker, right? Yom HaShishi is Osios Yudke Vavke, right? So, Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim. Right, so you say Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim, it's Osios Yudke Vavke. So therefore, it's like a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So you should stand for a kavod for Hashem's name. So, and then you should sit for the rest. No, but I've never seen anybody do that. But nevertheless, that's the actual two days in Shulchan Aruch. And mostly, you don't find anybody who does either one. You don't find people who sit the whole Kiddush. You don't find people who stand for the first four words of Kiddush, you know. So yeah, it's cute. But generally speaking, you see either people who stand the whole Kiddush. That's, I think, based on Kabbalah. Right? Rav Moshe has a tshuva on Hillel's Pesach where he writes, he says, like, even people who stand for Kiddush Friday night, that's because they're standing for Vayichulu. He says, and then they just stand the whole time. But he says, but everybody would sit for Kiddush on the Lil HaSeder. So it's not really true. Rav Moshe knew this, I'm sure. That the people who stand for Kiddush, I think it was just his way of playing dumb and like saying you should really sit for Kiddush. So people who stand for Kiddush are standing for Kiddush because of the Shita Arizal, that's the Kabbalistically it's good to stand for Kiddush. But nevertheless, the halakhically you should stand according to these Shitas, you should stand for Vayichulu. If the goal of Vayichulu is to be Motzi, your family, in Eidus of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz, you should stand for Vayichulu. And then you could sit for the rest of Kiddush because of Kiddush Makom Suda, that it's best to make Kiddush exactly where you're going to be eating, and the closer the better, and the more kavius the better. So when you're being motzi people in something, you're trying to be koveya yourself, and you're trying to. So that's the. It's always better to sit when you're trying to be motzi other people in koveya the makom for this thing. So that's why people some.
When you're being Motzi other, you're supposed to sit, or aren't you supposed to stand?
And you're supposed to sit. But the best thing to do when you're being Motzi other people and you're trying to, you know, start a kavias, you're trying to start this group session, so the best thing is for everybody to sit down together. But no, there's another Indian, meaning if I would be at your house for Kiddush and the Mekadesh was standing, I would also stand because it's always best to do what the Motzi is doing. Whatever the person is being Motzi, everybody else is doing that, then it's... It's not like if you don't sit for Kiddush, you're not getting Kiddush Makom Suda. Obviously, everybody's standing. So that's why it's best. If you're standing for Kiddush, you should stand by your seat. You shouldn't be pacing around the room or whatever. It's always best to be standing in one place. So you kovea yourself. Okay. So this is the sheet of the tour, basically, that you should be standing when you say Vayichulu. And it's a... we'll skip the Prisha for now, but he explains it a little bit more. But this is found in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Ches Zayin. Chozrim Lomar Vayichulu. Right, the Stam Reish Samach Zayin is a very interesting siman. It talks about all different possible mistakes you can make in the Friday in Shabbos Shmon Esrei's. Right, if you say the wrong one, it's kedai to go through it. No, that's all. These are all exactly. All these are good. You know, the guy says Lach Lanu, and he's like looks around, and pretends it didn't happen, and then you know. So it's always right.
It's very hot in here.
So it's good to know what to do. So here the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. And he says the reason is, as we've seen in the Tosfos, because sometimes you don't get a chance to say Vayichulu Shmon Esrei. And he adds in, like we saw on the tour, V'gam lahotzi l'misha eino yodea, v'omer moso b'kol ram uma umad. And you should say it out loud, and you should say it standing, because that's what we do for Edus. We say it out loud, and we say it standing. And that's why it's good. Like, you know, some people like the tunes, some people don't like the tunes. But it's actually a nice thing that everybody says it to with the same tune. Like, so that's good, because then you have all the A. This is all happening at one time. You have everybody saying it together.
It's not often you have to say it with somebody like together.
Ah, so we'll get to that. So it's not so posh. We'll see. That's definitely the frum thing to do, is to like look around and first of all you get to so you're not wrong. Okay, you're not wrong. I just want to be clear. You're saying like the Mishnah Berurah, and like you could do worse than saying like the Mishnah Berurah in life. So it's you're definitely not wrong. It's not so posh either. But okay. It's definitely the in thing to do. So the way I always like to say it over is like when you're, you know, when you're not so frum, so you don't care about saying Vayichulu with two people, then you get then you become a little more knowledgeable, then you dafka want to say it with two people, and then you become even more knowledgeable than that, then you don't want to say it with two people. Right? So it's not really true. You might still want to say it with two people. But nevertheless, we'll see that it's not as poshut as it's made out to be. So the Taz over here, Magen Avraham says something similar, but a little more bekitzer than the Taz. So he says, Lefisha Bazalma may idim la kodesh barchu ba maisha bracious. V'dino eidim ba'amida, as we've seen, v'seim atur v'omrim oso b'yachid. Right? So the question is, what did the Torah say? You say it b'yachid? Right? Or b'yachad? Probably b'yachad. So this is
very different.
Right, it is different. But the Gemara said it, you say it b'yachid.
No, it's got to be b'yachad.
Right?
B'yachad. Kulam b'yachad.
No, but then he says, v'alkein yirali, I think that if you were davening by yourself, you couldn't go to shul Friday night. It happens. I have a friend who's, you know, a very, very good Jew, but his profession prohibits him from making it to shul most Friday nights in the winter. He just doesn't make it. It's just not shayach. Like, so, whatever. What does he do about Vayichulu? So the Taz says, you don't go back and say it again, right? That's his opinion. Why? The ain edus liyachid. There is no edus to a yachid. The eda shlema ba'inan lahoit la'kadosh baruch hu. You need a full eda. What? How much is an eda? Shahainu asara. You need 10 people.
Oh yeah. Never
got that. Right? Eda means 10. Right? Amdu shnei. I'm sorry. Where do we learn the concept of a minion from? Right, so we learn now from the Meraglim. Right, that's the best thing the Meraglim ever did for us was teach us how many people in a minyan. Right, because I forgot the exact lashon. I don't want to say it wrong, but we learn out because it's called Admasai Ha'eda Hara'azos. I think that's the lashon that the pasuk uses over there. So who is the Eda Hara'a? Who is the bad Eda? The 10 minus Kalev and Yeshua. Right, that's how the Gemara learns out in Sanhedrin, other places also. But we see that so whenever we have a chiyuv of Eda, so that's learned out from the Meraglim, and that's how we know 10 people are in a minyan. Vim yirtze yachid la'omra lo yiskav l'shem Eda. So okay, but you want to if you couldn't make it to shul Friday night, you at least want to do the davening right. You don't want to not say everything that's supposed to be said. So you want to say it. So what should you do? Don't have kavanah l'shem eidus el kakorei batorah. Just say, I'm saying psukim. You know, you could lane it with the trup. You could do it a lot of different ways to make yourself feel better that you're actually saying. So the Taz is very strict, and he says that not only is this eidus, but it has to be eidus of a minyan. And if you're not saying it with a minyan, don't bother. Right? Don't bother saying it. You feel bad. Okay, so do it as psukim, but don't. Right. So here you have the Balatanya Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes from the Taz. He quotes from the Mate Moshe and the Magen Avram Kan. Right. So the Magen Avram is actually quoting the Mate Moshe. Right. So he says the Magen Avram and the Shulchan Aruch and Reisha Inal Shet Srichu Lamud. So he says this is not the opinion of these other Achronim. Avachin Mashman Beis Yosef Sham. The Shemor Chos Chaim, Shalohik Pida Kol Kach. He says, I don't know what he's talking about. He's like, so machmir that you can't say it by yourself. It's like, you could say it by yourself. Well, how do we know you could say it by yourself? Because if you look in the earlier sources, what did they say? You should say it by Kol Ram. You should say it by Amida. They didn't say you have to say it with a minion. So all of a sudden, the Taz is coming up with this idea. You have to say it with a minion. So he's not so sold on this Taz. Right, so he thinks that the majority opinion is against the Taz, and you can say it biyachid. Right, mashma shemeharoi ulahakbid lamu dafka avo bishen shem eder shleima. And that's the minig. The minig is to say it even without a minion. So again, what we have here is this idea that vayichulu is edus, and you should therefore follow the halachos of edus. What are the halachos of edus that we care about for this? Standing, saying it out loud. Not saying it with a minion. First of all, who ever heard of Adis with a minion? It's very strange. Like, why Adis with a minion? It's like, it's a big fetish from the Taz. We're not makbid that people in the minion shouldn't be related to you. We're not makbid that everybody in the minion should be kosher Adis. Like, this is a very wild fetish of the Taz. But the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know why I didn't put it on the sheet. That was a bad job, sorry. But if you look in the, what I'll ask you to do is look inside the Taz while I'm reading you the Mishnah Berurah here. Because it's a very interesting thing that the Mishnah Berurah did. So he says, you should say it m'umad. Right, so that's the same diramaskal as the Taz. Tell me when I deviate from the Lashon. This is Sifkat and Yud Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. L'fi shebazeh anu me'idim l'kadosh baruch hu b'maisa b'reishis v'din eidim ba'amida k'dichsiv v'amdu shnei anashim. So that's not really a major deviation, only because he's just giving you more original sources. Mishnah Berurah is trying to keep, in general, Mishnah Berurah's style is to try to, you know, put things in the footnotes if he's quoting people, and once in a while he quotes people anyway. But if it doesn't kill the flow, it tries not to kill the flow. So here he says that Yachid Hamispalel, right? And what? Let's say you are. Oh, I skipped a line. Sorry. Didn't understand. V'tov lomar oso biyachad b'tzibur. Right. So we had that.
Yeah.
V'omrim oso here. He says v'omrim oso biyachad. Right. He added the word b'tzibur, but that comes from the end of the Taz. Now listen. The eda shlema b'inan lahayd laKadosh Baruch Hu. We need an eda shlema to testify for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now is where he goes off. V'al kol panim yeh b'shnayim. Should at least be with two, right?
Where you get it from?
He got it from logic, right? He got it from logic, but this is not based in the sources. Saying it's very important to keep in mind. Certainly, the Mishnah Berurah is allowed to say chidushim, but it is a chiddush. You know, it is a chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah invented that you should have two minimally. Meaning the Taz is not dumb. He's not able to possibly, I can't possibly think of a solution. If you're davening without a minion, you can't do it. So it's not against the Taz, because the Taz is contrasting two situations. Number one, you're davening with a minion. Number two, you're davening biyachid. So he didn't discuss the issue of two. So you can't say the Mishnah Berurah is against the Taz. But, on the other hand, the Taz didn't say chop somebody. You know, grab somebody and say vayichulu with two. He just said, don't say it. He says, or say it like psukim. So the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush is a chiddush. So, you know, again, so Should you be makbid for it? Certainly you're welcome to be makbid for it. But also to keep in back of your mind that this is not me'ikar adin. This is the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush. They should say it with two. It became very popular. Mishnah Berurah is a very popular sefer, as well it should, as well it should be. But it is his chiddush. You don't find this in the earlier sources. And it's not necessarily against the earlier sources, but it's also not one of those things that the earlier sources couldn't have possibly fathomed coming up with. That was such a wild, innovative idea that they never would have thought of it. You know, they could have thought of it and Meitavka didn't say it. So it's important to keep that in mind. Okay, but one huge chiddush that's in the Bir Halacha here, it's from the Prima Gadim, this is not his own chiddush, but he says, basically, if you're running out of time, and you're going to miss Vayichulu, speaking of running out of time, do we have time? Minute and a half. Okay, so we'll be very quick. So if you're running out of time, so you should hurry through the end of your Shmona Esrei to make it to Vayichulu with the Tzibur.
Really?
Yeah, that's the Lashon.
You should ruin your Kavanah.
So again, I don't think he means you should ruin your Kavanah as in not have any Kavanah, but if you like to daven slowly, right? That's at the end of the line there. This is from the Prima Gadim. He says, Mitam Zeh, Hamispalel Balachash Yemaher the Sayam Tfiloso, Kadesh Yomer Vayichulu Makol. I mean, there is a big inyan, like we saw, to say Vayichulu with the Tzibur, and therefore you should daven a little faster to catch up to everybody else. That is the Chiddush Mishnah. Chazon Ish is very unhappy with this. It's the last paragraph in the Chazon Ish. Mashkaz Mishnah Brura, Lemayer Tfiloso Kadesh Yomer Vayichulu Matzibur, Tzarchi, and I don't know what he's talking about. Kevanda Iker Malas Vayichulu Yotze Betfila. You already Yotze Vayichulu in Shmon Esrei. The whole kunz of the Vayichulu after Shmon Esrei is what? Dafka, because maybe once or twice a year you're not going to say Vayichulu on a Friday night.
So on those nights you can rush through Shmon Esrei.
Right, so maybe you could say on those nights you're going to rush through Shmon Esrei, but maybe not even. He's saying it's Dafka, you were really Yotze in Shmon Esrei. He says, Ve'ena Ela Hidur Ba'alma Achar Tfila, Ve'lo Huskar B'Gemara. This is not even Medina de Gemara. You want to know what is mavura in the Gemara? Davening at length. That is mavura in the Gemara. It talks about the mila of davening slowly. There is no source in the Gemara that the tzibur has to say vayichulu. So he says, yeah, well, you could get out of it by saying, it says, Filu yachid hamispala. Even a yachid could say vaychulu. Mashma that the tzibur says vaychulu. So he said you could say such a thing. It's a diuk. But he's saying that it sounds like it's more lechachila to say it with the tzibur. But the pashtus is at the beginning of the chazan. You should check it out inside. But the beginning of the chazan, she says the ikar vaychulu is not said with the tzibur. It's each yachid says it to himself. The real edus that we do on a Friday night is each person to himself.
Custom for
right, it says, okay, so we want to say it out loud, but that was only because you're going to miss it sometimes. Right? Tosfos could have easily said a different reason. Tosfos could have said, oh, it's because we also want it to be Betzibur and that. But it doesn't say that. Right, it doesn't say that. So you see that saying it be Yachid is good enough. And Afilu Yachid Mispalel, right, should say Vayichulu, is not saying like, oh, B'dievet Yachid Mispalel. There's one other Nakuda, the Chazon Ish was against the two people business. I think that's in the second paragraph. Maybe it's in the first. So he said, I don't know, you gotta find it. But he says that it says like it's like you're it's a little bit of a nevuch, like you're trying to be mamid edus b'maisa b'reishis. He's like, you know, you're walking around the shul looking, can someone else, is there anybody else who could possibly be mishtatef with my edus that Hashem created the world? Like it's like you're making it look like a nevuch. Like, it's not a good thing to dafka look for a second person. So it ends up being a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish on a couple of counts. Number one, should you rush through the Shmon Esrei to get to the Vayichulu with the Tzibur? Everybody would agree that the Tzibur is better. But should you rush through Shmon Esrei? So Chazon Ish says absolutely not. Bir Halacha says you should. Right? But number two, should you look for another person to say Vayichulu with? So Chazon Ish is not such a big fan of it. He thinks there is a downside. Mishnah Berurah probably thinks there's no downside. So, the Mishnah, Klal Yisrael seems to have accepted this chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, but it's also important to keep in mind that it's a chiddush. It's not, this is not something that the Taz and the Magen Avram and even, the Ritva was already talking, and the Tosos were talking about the Eidus aspect of Vayichulu, and they never said you should say it with two people. They said there are aspects of Eidus, i.e. Kol Ram, Amida, but not, we don't, we're not makbid for Krovim, we're not makbid for, so we have to be makbid for two? Lav Dafka, you have to be makbid for two. But nevertheless, that is the finish of Mishnah Berurah. Okay, have a great day.
I want to thank you. It's my last day.
Heading out? Okay. Enjoy it. Enjoy the trip. And continue that Slacha.
Hopefully I'll see you around.
Yeah, if you need anything.
Here in the DRS area.
Where are you going to be this year?
I'll be in our hotel Shalom.
Okay, awesome. So that's much better. It's a much better area to be.
So, last no doubt.
Hopefully, you know, we'll see you there and not the other way around. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. Anything you need, please don't ever hesitate.